There was a time when a Master's of Business Administration degree, the MBA, was the ticket for young entrepreneurs to win their place in the world of finance. But maybe not anymore. High-tech businesses now want graduates with specific skill sets, not just an MBA. To talk about this, we're joined this morning by Greg Ryan of the Boston Business Journal, who has an article in today's journal about the future of MBAs. Good morning, Greg. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me.
So, Greg, why are MBAs seemingly on the outs? Is that the right way to put it?
Well, there's still an inch level of interest there, but not quite the level there used to be. And there are a few culprits here. One is the rise in popularity of specialized business degrees. The most popular right now is the Master's in Business Analytics, where students go to become experts in how to use data to solve business problems. A lot of local schools are offering those sorts of degrees, and students who would have gone for their MBA most likely are instead going for those degrees. Another is the tech industry. It's becoming a bigger and bigger part of the Boston economy. They're skeptical of the value of the degree. I mean, think about it. If you founded a successful company with a bachelor's or even while you were still in college, you're probably not going to value an MBA degree that much.
So what's this done? What effect has this had on traditional MBA schools in the Boston area?
Well, a lot of them have seen a decline in enrollment. In fact, 20 of the 25 largest MBA programs in Massachusetts have seen fewer students since 2010. At some schools, the decline has been quite steep. Schools like Babson and Bentley University, the decline in enrollment since 2010 has been over 40%.
What have business schools done in response?
Well, they're doing two things. They're becoming more flexible, and they're putting more of an emphasis on experience-based learning. So to attract more students, they want to be as accommodating as possible. They're offering more classes online. They're offering more classes on weekends. They've made it so you need fewer credits to complete the degree. And they've also, by talking to companies, they've come to realize they want less theoretical classes and more practical classes. So schools are really starting to put an emphasis on projects that involve interacting with real-world businesses rather than sitting in a lecture hall.
So I'm wondering, do MBA school professionals think that MBA programs are sort of like going to become a liberal arts general education? You go to get your MBA, but then maybe you also need to focus on something specific later?
No, they see the MBA as valuable as it's ever been, and they really point to the general nature of the degree as its strength. You know, the way they see it, yes, you could go and get a specialized degree today and make the employer you have right now happy, but if in 5 years from now, if you have a different employer or that skill set is no longer in vogue, you know, that degree won't be worth as much. And they see a general degree like an MBA as having a value no matter the fad of the moment.
And I would assume that top MBA programs in this state are vigorously defending their work.
Right. If you're Harvard or MIT, your programs are always going to be seen as valuable. And in fact, I talked to a few CEOs at technology companies, and they told me that really the only MBA degrees they're going to value are degrees from top-flight programs like those at Harvard and MIT.
So then what might that do in the long run to well-regarded programs but not necessarily those in the top tier?
So the lowest tier schools, they may ultimately abandon their MBA programs entirely. And the competition for students in the Boston area especially is intense. I mean, you have dozens of MBA programs in greater Boston. So those in the lowest rung, they may shut down. Those mid-tier ones, I think, yes, they're never going to reach the heights enrollment-wise they reached pre-recession. But I think the decline will level off. And as they start to change more and start to become more responsive to what businesses want now, I think they'll be just fine in the long run.
Boston Business Journal law and money reporter Greg Ryan, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.